Well, of course, we lost almost everything. It was during the Depression. So when my husband, his brother who was with him, in partnerships with him, ran for circuit chancery clerk, I believe, anyway, some office, maybe it was mayor. And he got it, and so when my husband and I we had to borrow money to get started. And one of the banks were kind of dubious, but the other one just let us have all we needed. And of course, we made a comeback. And we were always so grateful to that one bank because we were in a tight. And about the time the banks closed, that was a tragedy for all of Pontotoc. My father-in-law was honorary president of the bank. He wasn't a working president because he had a farm out in West. But he lost even the taxes on all of his farmland. And
was that the bank?
All the banks closed.
Which bank and was this? Your father-in-law, was that the one?
Was
your grandfather?
Bank, yeah, it was Bank of Pontotoc.
I see.
And he said what hurt him most, all of his children and grandchildren had what little money they had, you know, in that bank. But he wasn't notified. He didn't know a thing in the world about it until it was already closed. And we felt like some of the others, you know, saved some. But anyway, he lost almost everything in that bank. And people would just meet each other on the street and start crying. That was a terrible time. And that was when my son and my husband and his brother were in grocery business together. And what little they'd sell that day, they'd bring it home and put it in the dirty clothes basket, hide it. And you don't remember that Great Depression, do you?
Yes, I have a memory of a bank holiday where you couldn't, I remember going up to the bank and seeing it closed, and you couldn't get in.
The Great Depression hit the South, I think, harder than any other part of the country. But there was quality times there for a while.
No insurance.
No insurance. That was before the federal. Of course, now you wouldn't lose all of that, but then it was just lost. A lot of people's life savings were in that bank.
Probably a great deal of bad feeling.
Yes, there was bad feeling. But there was one thing they knew that Miss Grandpa was an honest man. They knew that, of course, there wasn't anything they could do about it. But they felt like one or two of the main ones in the bank wasn't hurt all that much.
Apparently somebody made a decision and quickly. The bank survived. I saw a branch out on.
Oh, yeah. We're sitting pretty now. Pontotoc has really expanded in the last, since World War II, I'll say.